Welcome to the University of the Free State Career Services podcast, where we talk to experts about the ins and outs of jobs and share tips that will give you a grip on your future career.
So welcome,
Hi.
Dr. Matthew. How are you?
Good, thanks yourself.
I'm good, thank you. So before we start with our interview, I just want you to give a brief background of yourself. What is it that you do? Because I'm picking up a lot of things, I think, when I read your bio. It was so interesting to me. So just briefly give us an overview of what you do on your day-to-day.
Okay, cool. So I'm Matthew Cronier. I am a lecturer in the Department of Criminology. And a program director for the social sciences program.
Okay. And for me, I think I just also want to understand, I think when you started studying, and, you know, wanted to sort of pave a way for yourself, did you think you'd end up here? How did this interest in lecturing and, being a program director in the, faculty then start about? Did you always know this is where you wanted to be and you wanted to be this academic that you are today?
Okay. That's a question I think I can answer a little bit more elaborately.
Yeah.
So short answer would be, no, that wasn't really the plan from the beginning. I think when I was in high school, I watched way too much CSI and Criminal Minds and all that stuff. So I was really interested in
Law and Order is my favorite.
Yeah. You know, all of those kinds of things. So I was really interested in, you know, the criminal mind, why people do the things that they do. This idea that, you know, people have kind of created things that have inspired movies, inspired all these different kinds of things. It fascinated me how, you know, human beings like all of us could sort of end up doing some of these quite hectic things. So I wanted to go the profiling route initially. So I did a bit of sort of job shadowing to a degree with some people at SAPS just to sort of see what they do, how they do it. And that really sparked my interest. So I started studying. I studied psychology and criminology. Initially, the idea was to go the psychology route, and then become a clinical psychologist and then apply that skill set within the sort of law enforcement space. And, then as I was busy sort of studying, I think sort of towards my second, third year, I just really enjoyed the criminology side of things. I also realized that to go the profiling route, firstly, I realized that what I had been seeing on TV was not what is, that's not really how it works out. So then I sort of, I started looking into the criminology thing. I started realizing a lot, I think, just how much knowledge is out there and how little of it is actually being sort of applied and being sort of gathered together. So that really sort of started to spark my interest in research, in basically wanting to understand further, understand some of the limitations that our existing theories, our existing frameworks have. So in terms of applying that knowledge within the South African context. So that really, that got me quite excited. So I thought, you know, well, let's do the academic thing. Started obviously then after my undergrad, did my honors in criminology, and then completed my master's and PhD, in criminology as well. So with specific focus on looking at reoffending behavior. So why basically, I mean, there's a lot of theory and there's a lot of research and a lot of information on, you know, why people initially get involved in crime and why they do these things. And, but something just sort of interested me in the sense of, you know, even when somebody's been to prison or somebody who's got through a correctional, center, that when they come out, some people still continue to do that. You know, even though they've had that official recognition that what they're doing is not a good thing and it can lead to a potential punishment. That somebody would continue to do that.
Did you, I think, at any point doubt that this is what you were supposed to do, especially because initially you wanted to be in clinical psychology?
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. I think, I mean, it's not an easy journey. I think we tell our students that all the time, you know, it's not easy. But I think it is always worth it.
When you look at where you came from and you had to look at your 15-year-old self today, in the mirror and have a conversation with him or just sit with him, what would you say to your 15-year-old self today?
Oh, I think I'd just tell him to enjoy it. I think when you're that age, you just want to grow up and you just want to, you know, go do things and all that kind of stuff. And then you get here and you sort of like, wow, this is not as easy as I thought it would be.
What do you think is that thing that we as just the general public don't understand or don't really know about being in your field?
I think firstly, like I joked about earlier, it's not like TV.
Mm-hmm.
we have a lot of students who sort of want to go that route and want to, you know, they watch a few really cool TV shows and they're like, I want to do that thing, which is great. I think it's awesome that it can spark the interest. Mm-hmm. But I think, yeah, it's so important to really engage with people who are doing it on a day to day. That's why I think just like my, I want to say almost biggest or favorite piece of advice that I always give students is go and job shadow, go and volunteer, go and, you know, go and see what it's really like. Because again, the idea is one thing. The reality is often a little bit different.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah, the misconceptions, I think some of the coolness of it, if this is something that you find cool, because some people don't, obviously, there is a reality to it. And I think it's really important to go and, you know, engage with people. And so I think these podcasts are really cool. Cause I think, you know, it really gives a bit of insight into the realities of, you know, being an academic, being a criminologist, working in those kinds of spaces. I mean, you know, you get to, as an academic, you can consult on, you can do research consulting with various government organizations. You can collaborate with various private and government organizations that work in the criminological, victimological, criminal justice space. And it's good to see what it's really like. I mean, I can't be, you know, a judge, a lawyer, a policeman, a, you know, social worker, all of those different kinds of things. I can just be me, but I can engage with all those people and sort of learn from their experiences.
Definitely.
And I think that's sort of one thing is just always go and make sure that you're ready for the reality of what you want to do. Because I think that's a very big
one. Very important.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing all of that.
Cool.
And now we've gotten to my second favorite part of this interview and this conversation. Like I said and mentioned to you earlier, we're getting to our fire questions.
Okay.
So Dr. Matthew, are you ready for our fire questions?
I guess so. Yeah.
Okay. So first question, I cannot live without.
My laptop.
Wow, what an academic.
It's critical. It's critical.
My secret weapon is?
My experience.
Okay. And I always have?
I want to say my laptop again.
Just say, you already said it.
Sorry. Sorry, what was it again?
I will always have.
I will always have optimism. Yes.
Okay. Second last question. I will never?
Oh, that's so hard. I'll never forget my charger for my laptop. No, that's terrible. I can't say that. No.
You know what? At this point, it's already, already out there. You said
my fire's
it.
Dead. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Yeah, no, the fire's gone.
Yeah.
But I think for me, I just want to also get from this closing point. What is it when, if I were to ask you this question, what do you hope, a student or anyone listening to this conversation will get from, you know, what you spoke about and what you touched on and you're just sharing your journey with us?
I just hope that they'll just sort of get a bit of insight into what this really is. Again, I think we've all got our own journeys. We've all got our own passions. We've all got our own skill sets. I think what's really important, I think, is just that anyone listening to this, just think about what you're doing. Be conscious about what you're doing. You know, don't just do things because someone said it's a good idea or you're going to make lots of money doing it or whatever the case is. Like, you'll figure that out. And I think just, you know, the journey is also just as important. It's all very cliche stuff, but I think it's relevant. You know, the journey is very important. And the destination will come.
Yeah.
You'll sort of finish that. So I think, yeah, any students listening to this, I think just, you know, engage, do what's important. Be conscious of what's happening around you, and focus on your future. I think, again, these podcasts are awesome because it lets students also just think, you know, it's not just about next week's semester test or whatever the case is. There's a reason you're doing this degree.
Exactly.
There's
a
reason
you're taking
it, for sure.
You're planting.
Exactly. You know, think, be a future thinker. I think at the end of the day.
Great. Thank you so much, Dr. Matthew.
Awesome. Thank you.
I enjoyed this so much. And just learning a bit more about this field and what it is that you do and the difference that you make. Thank you for your time. I really, really appreciate it.
Awesome. And thank you. This has been really cool.
That's it for now. Listen to all our episodes to make sure that you get into the fast lane of career success.